Hello everybody, my name is Jack Morgan-Jones and welcome to this, the second episode of the Italian Insider podcast, a new series that uses short stories by Italian authors to explore a variety of different topics. Our second story is by Goffredo Parise and we'll use it to delve into the subject of the modern Italian family. Goffredo Parise was an author, screenwriter and journalist for the newspaper Corriere della Sera. Born in Vicenza on 8th December 1929. He grew up with his grandfather and mother, a woman called Wanda Bertoli, and had, by all accounts, an incredible family upbringing. Parise was kept in the dark by his family about his father, who he was told had died after leaving Wanda when she was pregnant with him. In reality, his father was a doctor from Veneto. In this short story, Italia, Parise describes the 60-year marriage of Giovanni to Maria, from their somewhat idealized youth until rather their less idealized deaths. Giovanni and Maria are utterly unpromiscuous. Their sexuality is ritualized, with minimum agency and no exploration. The description of how they start out plays almost like a teen movie, and yet, by the end, with neither of them having played much, the author seems to leave us with the idea that their innocence might be overrated, or at least that their sexual conservatism is based upon an idealized family construct. They adored sleeping together at night in the same bed, says Parise. But why? Because, Parise says, it maintained respect, which suggests that these two people enjoyed each other mostly vicariously. As the couple go through the mechanisms of family life, they naturally start a four-person Italian family. Scholars David Kurtzer and Richard Sala have argued that the idea of family honour, complex though it is, has a quite simple connection to the notion that family honour is tied to the virginity first and to the sexual fidelity second of its wives and its daughters. While on one of many of their Italian holidays around Italy, Giovanni, who is described as having tiredness seeping into his thoughts, says to a French colleague that he was not worried about the future of Italy, but, as he says this, he realises that he cannot quite explain why.
Così, dicendo Giovanni, era sera in un ristorante di Piazza Santa Maria in Trastevere a Roma, tra luci, lampi e scintilli di oro. Vide come illuminarsi davanti a sé l'interno territorio italiano e gli parve che chiese, tori, cupole, ruderi e fore, campagne e olivetti ventosi cucinassero al sole, circondati dal mare. L'omertà era un concetto difficile da spiegare a uno straniere, e Giovanni lasciò perdere.
In that last line, Parise has Giovanni think that omertà was a difficult concept to explain to a foreigner, and that's why he decided to give up on explaining it. Omertà is a code of silence usually seen in a Sicilian mafia context, that is neatly expressed by the phrase, I wasn't there, and if I was there, I was asleep. In a family setting, it is intertwined with the idea of honour. That means that, as an Italian, Giovanni is not prepared to discuss internal problems, such as his relationship with Maria, to an outsider or to a foreigner. But can he even explain omertà to himself? As Parise narrates to us the inner workings of Giovanni's mind in this passage, the optimism Giovanni has for the future of his family, the Italian family too, is expressed visually, churches, towers, domes, ruins. So it suggests, I suppose, that he cannot even explain it to himself. Family honour has its drawbacks. Until 1981 in Italy, the law granted protection to those who murdered adulterous offenders. Even in 2019, a judge in Bologna ruled that an emotional storm brought on by, and I quote, unhappy life experiences, had motivated a man to murder his spouse and so reduced his jail term from 30 years to 16 on that basis. These pro-family euphemisms seem to me to be the type of thing to be avoided in the courts. So this short story highlights the potential monotony of family life and the rigorous attachments to it that people have, especially Italians perhaps, even when they fail to find meaning in it. That Giovanni and Maria decide to name their kids after their grandparents creates the idea of a closed loop, and that although there may be many positives to the nuclear family, it might be that sometimes it is best to untie that knot.
E se io muoio da partigiano, oh bella ciao, 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 ciao.